This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Adames cracks one out into Triple's alley. And it's going to fall. Adames is off to the races. Two runs are going to score. Adames has got a triple.
And that ball's jumping off of his bat.
Now back to the best Giants talk in the Bay. The Orange and Black Weekend Wrap on 95.7, The Game.
Love those Willie Adames triples, especially when Kruk and Kuiper on the call for NBC Sports Bay Area. Sam Lumman here with Dan Devone. Coming up today at 1 o'clock, that's in about 2 hours, the Valkyries are taking on the Aces in Las Vegas. You can catch that game on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. Giants are taking on the Dodgers again today at 1 o'clock as well. Shohei Ohtani will be taking on Landon Roop. And if you aren't listening on the radio, you might be watching on TV. If you're watching on TV and catch the pregame show, you'll be catching our guest, Bonte Hill, who is joining us right now on the River Islands guest line. And Bonte, so glad to finally have you on the wrap. I really, really am excited to talk some baseball with you, but we had a little bit of Jonathan Kuminga news that just broke. According to Brett Siegel, who once came on the Morning Roast, the expectation is that Kuminga will be re-signing with the Warriors and will be traded in February. What are your thoughts on that when you hear that news being broke there?
Well, first of all, good morning. And, man, I'm finally sharing the airwaves with the great Dan Devone. Are you kidding me? Dan Devone and Bonte Hill and Sam Lovett? This sounds like a match made in heaven. Listen, you mentioned how you had Brett Siegel on the Morning Roast, and I remember that interview where basically we got nothing for Brett Siegel. And so I'm going to take this report with a grain of salt, because what if Kuminga does, say, like, hypothetically, okay, he re-signs, and in his mindset, he's, hey, trade me in February. Well, what if he's playing well? What if he's averaging like 22 a game, grabbing 7 rebounds, shooting over 50%? You think the Warriors will trade him then? Like that's just an erroneous report, in my opinion. I'm not going to base that off of nothing. I'm just going to say he's shooting from 30 feet, Brett Siegel. And I like the guy. He's doing whatever he's got to do. But when has he ever been right about anything? Like, come on, let's be real. When has he ever been right about anything?
I can't think of a single moment, but I see it pop up in my timeline. I know I got the king coming on the show with me. I got to at least throw the question out there. So this is Bonte Hill, host of Giants pre- and post-game and Warriors pre- and post-game, joining us here on the River Islands guest line. Bonte, you were in studio with us yesterday, and you implored Giants fans to show up and represent last night. Don't let Dodger fans take over. And then last night, Logan Webb, William Adames, I don't know if you caught this, but they both said that there are too many Dodger fans in the stands. When you see that crowd last night, Bonte, what are your thoughts of the Dodger fans still trying to take over this ballpark?
Well, Dodger fans know they have a very good team on their hands, and they're going to travel wherever you go. Their box office, Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, boy, what a blast he had yesterday in the top of the third inning going splash zone on a Darren McCovey Cole. Giants fans, I don't think they quite believe in this team yet to be a contender, a team that's going to be threatening the Dodgers for the NL West divisional title. I mean, how many titles have the Dodgers won over the last 12 years in the NL West? I mean, for crying out loud, it feels like every single year with the exception of 2021. So Giants fans, look, they look at it as it's an opportunity to sell tickets, to make some money. And until we fully believe in this team, it's going to look like this for the foreseeable future. I don't remember it like this, Dan and Sam, in the first 15 years of the opening of Oracle Park. But over the last seven, it just feels like they've just flooded and flooded Third and King. So until the Giants do something about it and continuously beat the Dodgers consistently and start to threaten them for not only divisional titles but World Series titles, it may look like this for the foreseeable future. But if you continue to beat the Dodgers, more and more fans will show up and less blue will be out there at Oracle Park.
What's up, Hollywood? What are you not on television is what I want to know. So,
man, I was out there. Hey, Dan, I had like 2 weeks off. I didn't know what to do with myself.
I got a question for you, and this has been burning. This is something that I need to get out. I need an answer to, and I think you could provide some sort of clarity. If, let's say, in the second inning of last night's game, that Sam Lubman put on Dustin May's uniform, would anybody in that park know the difference?
No, I don't think so. No, they would, because Sam Lubman would throw a fastball at about 45 miles an hour. We're like, wait, who is that? That's maybe another Tommy John surgery?
And then, of course, Sam would hold his own press conference and talk for the next 2 days. He didn't need anybody in the media. We love Sammy. Let's just talk really quick about the Giants going forward in the second half of the season. I think that this team is positioned perfectly. I'm curious, how do you think the Giants will attack the last couple of months of the campaign, taking into consideration that not only are they healthy, but now that lineup begins to sort of make sense when you look 1-9?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. The lineup is starting to solidify itself, right? I was shocked. Sam texted me earlier today, guess who's batting .355 in the month of July? I'm like, Willie Adames? Well, he's batting .361 in the month of July. Chung Hoo Lee, surprisingly, is batting .355 in the month of July. So, okay, and Devers will get going. He'll get the break. He'll rest up. Devers will hit. He has a track record of doing it. I believe in guys with track records. So, Devers, I believe, will hit. Now, you get a little worrisome about the back and the groin, but I just think he needs some time off. That swing will come around. He'll start hitting bombs, and everybody will be happy. To me, it's the pitching, Dan. How can they solidify? Because all of a sudden, starting pitching in the bullpen was a position of strength. Now, the bullpen now with Eric Miller, your only lefty in the pen, at the time, he's now dealing with an injury. He may not come back this season, right? Scott Alexander, do we really believe in Scott Alexander out that bullpen? So I think they need another lefty. You look at the Dodgers bullpen, they got four lefties back there in the pen. So I think the Giants will need another lefty or two in that pen. And then maybe a starting pitcher, because somebody's going to go down on the injury list, right? Somebody may miss a start, maybe, whether it's Robbie Ray, Logan Webb. I hope that doesn't happen. But this is pro sports, and these guys are pitching a lot of innings. Landon Roop, who's starting today against the Dodgers, he's never gone this deep into the season. So you want to have some backup for that. And then Hayden Birdsong is a young man who just needs a blow, and everything is moving so fast for him. But can you count on him in August and September, the dog days of August, pennant race chase in September? And then you got Verlander, who's 42 years old. So I think the depth with the starting rotation, and everybody's going to be looking for pitcher, right? Baseball, everybody needs a starting pitcher. I think Buster Posey and company will need to look for another starter or two to help this starting rotation out for August and September. So that's the only concern I have moving forward with this Giants team.
Bonte, again, you mentioned the lineup coming together there. Now, yeah, I do want to get your thoughts on Jung Hoo Lee. It was a wild night, to say the least, for Jung Hoo Lee on defense last night in center field. He had the ball that skipped by, the Will Smith ball that skipped by him, the Teoscar Hernandez ball that bounced off his glove. The Mookie Betts double that he fumbled picking up and turned into a triple there. But he did get three hits, and as you know, I told you, and as you mentioned, he is hitting .355 this month. So there's a lot of up and down here. For me, it seems like what we're seeing from Jung Hoo Lee is, like, these are the growing pains that we needed to see him go through last year. Unfortunately, he goes down with a shoulder injury. We don't get that. He's got to probably have some growing pains in the second half of the season. How much of a leash should the Giants be giving Jung Hoo Lee to fight through some of these growing pains and what's essentially his rookie year 2.0, while the Giants are also playing out a divisional race, fighting for a playoff spot with potentially very little margin for error.
Well, do you have a choice to play them? I mean, you look at the contract, you look at the investment that the previous regime invested into Jung-Hoo Lee. You have no choice but to play him. And ideally, I would love for him to be the leadoff guy. I think the Giants lack a true leadoff hitter, which is why I love Xavier Edwards down in Miami. He's been tearing the ball up. Doesn't hit for a lot of power, but he's a speed guy, contact guy, gets on base. They need a true bona fide leadoff hitter. So that position right there is right there for Jung-Hoo Lee to take. And with this speed, you see him run around on that triple yesterday. That triple changed the game. You're down 2-1. Dodger fans are going crazy. It's one out. We know the Giants have struggled with runners in scoring position. The numbers are just, you look at the numbers at home in June and July when it comes to runners in scoring position, you're hitting less than 200 for crying out loud. That's hard to do. Very hard to do. So Jung-Hoo Lee coming through with that triple and showing off his speed. Now, then Michael Conforto throws him out with a perfect throw. Whether he'll save or not, I think Jung-Hoo Lee needs a better slide at that moment. But he is a guy who's going to play. You're not going to bitch a guy who's making over $100 million. And with this investment and everything that's going on with Jung-Hoo Lee, now he's hitting the ball a little bit better. But I need him to be the leadoff guy. And so we need to figure this out with Jung-Hoo Lee. Let him play through it. Let him learn the league. You have no choice. What are you going to do, bench him for Luis Matos? Luis Matos is lost right now. What else are you going to do? You're going to try Marco Luciano in the outfield? Come on, give me a break here. So Jung-Hoo Lee will play. He's going to play every single day. And he's going to have to learn on the fly here, especially in the outfield where it's been an adventure. But at the plate yesterday, 3-for-4, right? He gets on base 3 times. But in the outfield, he's got to do a better job playing center field. He's got to come up with those balls. I know they're tough plays. Ball rolls right by him, goes to the outfield wall. That cannot happen, but he's got to play. Like, Sam and Dan, what other choice do you have? Especially with the money you're investing, you're not going to bench a $16 million player and play Luis Matos. Give me a break here. So he will play. You hope that he turns it around, and hopefully by the end of the season, he's your bona fide leadoff hitter.
Bonte, talk about Rafi Devers. Do you have any concerns with the high-priced first baseman, and also your thoughts on Will Clark as it relates to the Rafi Devers drama this past week?
Yeah, it was wild, right? I think it was a little overblown, the Rafi Devers drama, because I've been out there and I've seen him taking grounders at third. I've seen him taking grounders at first base. Maybe he didn't want to show up the Red Sox that day. I mean, Will runs hot. We all know Will Clark. He can run hot. And so, look, Matt Williams has been working with him. Ron Wotus has been out there. I hear from people, personnel, hey, Rafi Devers has been a great teammate. Now, in terms of the contract, look, the contract is what it is. When you have a track record of hitting 30 home runs in three of your seasons, you have at least 5 seasons of hitting 27 home runs. I mean, this guy just flat out rakes. Now, sometimes it looks like he's trying to hit the ball to Saturn. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? He's swinging so damn hard. No wonder he's got inflammation in his back right now. But he looks like a bona fide guy who's going to be in that 2 or 3 hole raking. So I'm not concerned about Rafi Devers right now. It's been a lot. Think about it, Dan. He flies out here after beating the New York Yankees, going Oppo Taco at Fenway Park. He finds out on the tarmac at Logan International Airport in Boston that, oh, my God, I'm getting traded to the Giants. So then you got to fly cross country. You come out here. It's a big press conference for you. It's all this hoopla. Then you got to play a game. You got to play a game, and everybody's giving you standing ovations, even when you strike out in your first ever at bat as a Giant. So I think he needs a blow, and I think Bob Melvin wanted to give him a day off, to be honest with you, because he needs it, obviously. The bat has looked a little slow. He looked like a mess Wednesday against the Phillies in that 13-0 loss, but you couldn't give him a day off because Chapman was hurt. Schmidt was hurt. Christian Kost got hurt, so you had no choice but to play him. So I do think he'll be fine. I have no concern with that. And to the question about Will Clark, I think that whole thing was just quite frankly overblown. The guy's taking grounders. I don't know why Boston media continues to harp on Rafi Devers. Look, Boston's winning games. Focus on the Red Sox. You guys are in the race in the AL East. Get over it. Stop checking in on your ex. It's like us on Instagram. Oh, what is my ex doing? Oh, who's she dating now? Get over that stuff. Block her on Instagram. Boston, leave Rafi alone. Will Clark, I think, will tone it down. I think the front office, if knowing this front office, they probably made a call to Will Clark. Like, hey, dude, Will, we gotta relax this a little bit, man. Relax. It's all good. So I think it was just highly overblown, and people are looking for stuff to pick apart with Rafi Devers.
Yeah, it just seems like Boston, there's a lot of bitterness coming out of there, a lot of sour grapes, and I agree with you, Bonte. They just need to move on because they're just showing more and more why – that was a big boom there. They're showing more and more why Rafi wanted out of there. But going back to last night's game, I think the most tense moment of the game last night was the top of the ninth inning. watching Camilo Doval come in when he had Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, and Will Smith do up. I don't think there is a Giants fan in that ballpark last night that wasn't sweating bullets. He gets Ohtani, then he gives up the walk, the base hit to Betts, walks Freddie, finally gets that double play from Will Smith to end it. One of the most impressive saves that Camilo Doval has had. Was that one of his better saves that you've seen? And I feel like that felt like a little bit of a Doval growing up moment last night.
Yeah, I don't know if it's one of his better saves, because we've seen him strike out the side, right, and just blow people away with the fastball or knock people out with the slider. But, look, that's a tough spot, right? You got Ohtani, you're thinking what could go wrong, and then Mookie Betts gets on base, and they're like, oh, boy. Now, obviously, he gets pitch ran for. But it was nerve-wracking because it is the Dodgers, and you're on the cusp of blowing an 8-2 lead. And that's a game you absolutely had to win on the day where Logan Webb starts a game. Logan Webb should be win day from here on out, or at least getting close to a win day. And I know we didn't have his best stuff, and he got touched up in the sixth inning, but you know, to get that double play to end the game, to get a guy who was hot. Will Smith has been raking. That's an impressive save. And how about Tyler Rogers, huh? Let's give him some love. I remember arguing, Dan, with Sam Lovett about Tyler Rogers 4 years ago. We had a county match. I thought we were going to fight. I think, man, get this guy out of here. Say you're a trick pitcher. He's not going to get anybody out. This guy's been nails. And all of a sudden, he's top 10 in Giants appearances all time when it comes to relief appearances, 385 relief appearances for Tyler Rogers, borderline all-star this season. So, look, that was an impressive effort by the bullpen last night overall, not just Camilo Doval, to shut that game down, make sure that you win that game, and take game one of this series. But Doval, look, it's been a roller coaster ride. That's the case with a lot of closers in baseball. There's going to be some ups and downs. You're going to need Pepto-Bismol by your side. But to get it done and knock that down and get the double play to end the game, that was big time for Camilo Doval.
You know, the Giants are a buzz again in this town. And a lot of it obviously is because they're playing winning baseball. But I'm just curious, how much of that, if any, do you attribute to Buster Posey? Or is it just the fact that San Francisco is good again?
A little bit of both, Dan. I think with Buster Posey, obviously, we love him out here. Three-time champ. We know the accolades, the trophy case, the MVPs, the Rookie of the Years, the Comeback Player of the Years, the All-Stars. I mean, he's going to walk into the Hall of Fame. Now, you know, whether or not that's debatable, I think Thurman Munson and Jorge Posada should walk alongside Cooperstown with him into the Hall of Fame. But Buster Posey is instant credibility. And one thing we know about Buster Posey is he wants to win. The guy hates losing. Hates losing. So you get Buster Posey.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer.
and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Then you sign a free agent in Willie Adames, who obviously chose the Giants. How many free agents have they looked on? That's why I was patient with Willie Adames. Like, hey, look, this guy chose the Giants. Now, could have probably gone somewhere else for less money, and, you know, money talks at the end of the day. But Willie Adames chose the Giants. And then you get Matt Chapman in here, and now all of a sudden you're playing some winning. But that start this year, Dan, was everything. They would have got off to, say, an 8-13 start. And all of a sudden, the buzz dissipates. All of a sudden, everybody's saying, boy, they made a mistake with Buster Posey. You should have hired a real president of baseball operations. What does Buster Posey know? But getting off to that hot start, although they played basically 500 baseball since that hot start, I think that did a lot for the Giants fans. And Giants fans are desperate. Think about it. That park has been dead for a few years. The way they played baseball really turned a lot of fans off with the platooning, the opener. All of a sudden, you got a legit rotation. I don't think we've seen the opener one time this season. Wow, what a concept. You got five starting pitchers. Oh, wait, I know where, for the most part, guys are going to bat. Chapman's going to be in the middle of the lineup. Adames is going to be in the middle of the lineup. Now you have Devers. He's going to be in the middle of the lineup. Ramos is going to be in the top five of that lineup. Instead, you know, you had, with the previous regime, you drive it to the yard saying, wow, Yaz was leading off yesterday. Now he's batting ninth. What's going on here? Patrick Bailey's batting second. Now he's batting eighth. What's going on here? So we know what's going on at the yard. And now that they're winning and they're in the race and they look like a competitive baseball team, yeah, it's a perfect combination, Dan. So it's a little bit of both. Buster Posey's credibility with this fan base and organization and the fact that they are winning and compete with the big boys in the league, that's huge. So that, you get those two combinations there, and all of a sudden you got people running to the yard saying, where's my tickets? Where's my tickets? I need Giants tickets, for crying out loud.
Awesome. Bonte, man, really appreciate you joining us. You're going to be in, I know that the All-Star game this week, the Stars are going to be out, and are you going to be among the stars that are going to be descending on Truist Field this Tuesday?
I don't know, man, because I put in for a credential late because I didn't even realize that the All-Star game was in Atlanta. Things have been moving so fast for you, boy. And then I had the other side of this, Sam and Dan, where I'm like, do I break away from the family on a family vacation for 5 hours? Yeah, I'm going to be that guy that tries to do that. So I'm going to try my best to get to the All-Star game on Tuesday. If I don't do that, we're definitely going to hit up one of those Yankee games because the Yankees are in town that weekend.
Ooh, that'll be a fun
out of the All-Star break. That would be a fun one with the Yankees and Braves playing out at Truett Park. There'll be a lot of bombs in that game. So in those games. So I'm going to get to Truett Park. I don't know if it's going to be for the All-Star game or for Yankees Braves.
Awesome. Well, can't wait to hear about it. Bonte, man, thank you so much for joining Dan and I on the wrap. We'll have to do it again. And have a great pre- and post-game show today.
Thanks, Bonte.
Sam, always a pleasure. Dan, man, I thought you were going to fight a little harder, man. Oh, bark, no fight, Dan. Come on.
I'm going to tell, once you come off, once you hang up, I'm going to relay my Bonte Hill story and my one interaction with Bonte Hill.
There's the tease.
Do I have time to do it now, or are we going to come back and do it?
Well, we could do it right now, probably.
No, I'm just going to say, you know.
I always enjoy listening to you on the weekend.
So I was giving him grief, as I do to him, because I'm just throwing things out there about Jimmy Garoppolo back in the day.
Yeah.
And I never know how this stuff, you know me, I got a twinkle in my eye when I do this stuff. And so I never know how this is going to be received. So the first time I see Bonte, 6'4", just this big, good-looking dude, infectious smile, and he looks at me, he's like, there you are, man. You've been coming after me for 2 years. We haven't even met. And I'm like, that's the nicest dude in the world. What was I thinking, man?
There you go.
Bonte, no, I love you, man.
No, it was all good. No, I love you, too. No, it was always good. I'm telling you, man, it's an easy listen on Saturday, whether it's you and Evan, you and Sam, you and whoever, man. I always enjoy you on Saturdays, man. And I was like, we got to get Dan DeBone here in the morning one day. Get his ass up at 5 in the morning to work on the roast, man. Love to work with Dan, but you guys do a great job, man. I'll continue to listen before Giants and Dodgers today.
Awesome. Appreciate you, Bonte. Have a great rest of your day, bud. All right, that was Bonte Hill, who joined us there on the River Islands guest line. All guests appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it time for you to discover the islands? That's River Islands in Lathrop. A lot of interesting stuff there. He's not concerned with Rafi Devers. And yeah, Giants, no other choice but to stick it out with Jung-Hoo Lee. I want to dive into that a little bit on the other side. And again, the All-Star break is this week, Dan. I want to talk about the Major League Baseball All-Star game that's coming up on Tuesday at Truist Park in Atlanta. And two bits of news broke this last week regarding the All-Star game that has got fans, I want to say it's controversial, but there's definitely a little bit of buzz there surrounding the All-Star game. But anyway, yeah, so we will get into that and more on the other side. That is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Adames cracks one out into Triples Alley, and it's going to fall. Adames is off to the races. Two runs are going to score. Adames has got a triple. And that ball's jumping off his bat.
Now back to the best Giants talk in the Bay. The Orange and Black Weekend Wrap on 95.7, The Game.
Jumping off the bat, it was there, Kruk. That was Dwayne Kuiper, Mike Kruk on the
call
for NBC
Sports. What's with the Sopranos analogy? What am I missing here?
I don't know. Is there a reason we're doing Sopranos, or do we just want to play the Sopranos theme song just for the fun of it?
By the way, greatest show ever on HBO.
Oh, you want to know a fun fact about the Sopranos?
Sure.
I haven't watched it.
One episode?
I watched like the first few episodes. I had Hulu, and Hulu had like a free week of HBO thing going on. I was like, yeah, I'll try Sopranos. And I got a few episodes in, and then the free trial stopped. It's like, oh, well.
Didn't resonate?
I just never thought. I mean, I could go back and watch it now because I have HBO Max, but like, that's a long show to have to go through. I barely have time to sit down and watch shows anymore, Dan. It's just
when you Wire, were you a Wire guy?
No, I was never into that one either. The big show I was into once upon a time was I was in The Lost. Very big Lost? On Lost. Okay. Love Lost. I was very, very obsessed with that one. But no, Sopranos, never got into one. I watched the first few episodes of Sopranos, and my takeaway was, wow, I got to make Big Ziti more. Like, Big Ziti looked really good. So I started making Big Ziti. I'm like, wow, Big Ziti is really, really good.
Or Gabagool, which I still don't know what it is.
I don't know what that is. It's a very fun word to say. But yeah, I never did The Wire. I never did Breaking Bad either. Everyone insisted I need to watch it. I'm not going to watch it then. My toxic trait is when people tell me to watch a show, I'm just like, okay, I'm not going to watch it.
But we're on page with White Lotus, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay. Yeah, no, this last season...
it was very, very good except for the finale.
The finale absolutely underwhelmed. They tried way too hard, so much buildup, and then just flopped. You know,
I just saw Jennifer Coolidge in a movie with Bill Murray.
Oh, really?
I think it was shot last year. No.
Okay.
But... it's funny how it sort of launched her career.
It's kind of rejuvenated her, and you're seeing Walton Goggins around a lot more.
He's this year's Jennifer.
He was in Righteous Gemstones, which, you know, some people are into that show, some people are not. I didn't really know about that show until a little while ago. But, yeah, he kind of got the boost from that show. So it's fun seeing how that show is boosting people. But, yeah, my issue is just, like, the kid, like, he drinks, like, the poison smoothie, almost dies, then just doesn't question it ever. Like, and the kid, dad's just holding the kid there while the shootout's happening.
There are a lot of holes.
There is a lot of plot holes. That finale could have been split into, like, two episodes, probably, and people would have watched it. They did a little too much.
Before we move on, Tires, are you with Tires at all, Shane Gillis?
No.
Okay,
no.
Guys back there, like, Zach, anybody watching Tires? Am I the only one with Tires knowledge?
You're the only one, but it's on my list.
All right.
I thought you were talking, like, Tires, like, for cars. Like,
it is.
I do like Tires.
It's a tire shop.
Oh, okay.
Shane Gillis is a comedian, and it's
yeah, I know.
It says a lot about me that I actually laugh out loud at this stuff because it's too bro humor, and I should be a little bit more mature than this, but I'm not. So,
Okay. Well, I may have to try to give Tires a lesson. I can lessen my maturity a little bit to make a show more enjoyable. What was not enjoyable last night was the defense of Jung-Hoo Lee. I want to touch on this just a minute before we talk about the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. And he had the misplay on the Will Smith ball, and then he couldn't catch the Teoscar Hernandez ball. Both of those plays, I think, and again, Bob Melvin, he kind of caped up for him saying those are tough plays there. And I do appreciate how Bob Melvin will cape up for guys publicly, because I know he's probably coming down a lot harder on them privately behind closed doors. And I respect that move. You know, you put on a positive front, you know, publicly, and then handle things internally. I could respect that. But We waited around after most of the media left. The way it works is the most of the media clears out, and then the Korean contingent sticks around because they're obviously covering Jung-Hoo Lee to send stuff back to South Korea. And so I hung around along with John Shea, who covers the Giants for the San Francisco Standard, because we wanted to question Jung-Hoo a little bit too. And I asked for his, what happened on those defensive plays. And here is what he had to say via his interpreter, Justin Hahn.
That's exactly what you guys saw. Terrell's car hit the ball more than I thought, farther than I thought. And what Will Smith hit, there was some water in the grass, and it just was a little slippery over there. So it's exactly what you guys saw today on the field.
The slippery grass. That's I haven't heard that one before. It just seems like really at the end of the day, he misplayed two balls in the outfield. And this is a guy who's usually pretty sure-handed defensively, but to see the miscues he had yesterday, it's just sometimes you just have those games where the baseball is going to go hunting for you in the most cruel way possible. And that's what it felt like there. He had those two plays, and he had the Betts double. And, of course, there's also the Michael Conforto home run, which I thought like, oh, man, is Jung-Hoo going to drop that one too? No, he's not. That's a home run there. But yeah, a rough night for Jung-Hoo Lee. And yeah, I thought it was interesting that he blamed the wet grass for the Will Smith one there.
Now, what I want to hear, apparently he was giving you a little stink eye.
I don't know if I would say stink eye, but he was kind of giving me a look while Justin was giving me the answer back. I don't know if he was just kind of like he makes eye contact with people while they're getting their answers. I got to imagine that's a little bit awkward because like we were doing these interviews like earlier, if I asked Logan Webb a question and like I asked him a question about the home run he gave up to Shohei Ohtani, like Logan, he'll look in the eye and he'll give you the answer. Granted, it was a very short answer. I asked him that location on the Ohtani pitch, was that the intended location? And he's like, no. I'm like, okay. But he'll look right at you. And I wonder if it's for when you're having your answer interpreted, like where do you look there? Do you just look off in the distance? You look at your interpreter, or do you look at the person who is asking you the question and something like that? So I don't know what the procedure is there, but yeah, I asked this question. He's kind of giving me this look like, hey man, I'm just asking the question, like I just doing my job here. So
there must have been a huge Korean contingent because he was a teammate of Ha-Sung Kim's.
Yeah, so there was a little bit. There was last night was a lot busier than it normally is. It's busy when the Giants press box has assigned seating, and it was, a lot of Japanese media, obviously for Yamamoto and Ohtani, and then yeah, a little bit of an extra Korean contingent for Ha-Sung Kim on top of the contingent that's already there for the Giants. And The Korean contingent for the Giants isn't huge, just like 3 or 4 people who are there every day. So it's not super crowded. But last night was one of those nights where it was just very, very more crowded than usual in that situation. But yeah, I just thought, going after the wet grass there, I thought was an interesting move.
Really quick, speaking of the international contingent covering the San Francisco Giants, so the Patrick Bailey walk-off, which we haven't talked about, but maybe we should at some point. But I don't know why. So I love the play-by-play sort of. And I thought that was Dave Fleming's best call ever. If you happen to hear Fleming on radio, it was pretty amazing.
Unfortunately, we don't have that call.
No, thank you. But I just so happened, for whatever reason, I heard the Spanish broadcast. And the Spanish broadcast just wrapped it up perfectly with one word, which I don't think translates to anything. But as that thing hit off the wall.
Wow!
And Bailey's running around the bases. The Spanish broadcast just simply said, ay, ay, ay. Chef's kiss.
I think we'll get on the board eventually. There is a Korean call of Patrick Bailey's walk-off home run, which I definitely think we need to play that at some point. So if we can get that on there, we can play that maybe
anything
before
like Tyrese Halliburton's buzzer beater?
I haven't heard it yet. I saw we had it. I need to hear it. So hopefully we can get that on the board rather soon. So we'll get to that in a second. But I do want to talk about the All-Star game, Dan, because that is coming up on Tuesday. And I don't know, have you ever been able to make it out to a Major League Baseball All-Star game?
Yes, I have. I've been to a few. And
I know you were in Seattle for a while.
I did the Seattle one where I believe Alex Rodriguez was voted in as the starting shortstop. And
2001.
Yeah, so he switched Cal Ripken's last All-Star game, and he had Cal play at shortstop, which was his original position. And yeah, it was pretty big for me because I was with Fox. Fox carried the game, and so I was the only person to have field access before the game. And so they put me up on the jumbo screen, and so I was doing all my interviews. I talked to Tommy Lasorda, and there was Tony Gwynn's last year, and yeah, that was. But I've been to a few, and there is, they deliver. And I think you and I talked about this. As long as the focus is on, it really is just for the fans. Yeah. And it really is, it's a celebration and it's a show at the end of the day.
Exactly.
So I know a lot of us want to crunch numbers, know this guy belongs.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected. 90s prices on box mac and cheese. And 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sometimes at the end of the day, it's just this is done sort of like when Hollywood producers are putting stuff together. It's like, well, what's going to draw the more eyeballs?
Yeah, and I believe that of the four All-Star games, or I guess three now, but of the All-Star games, the Major League Baseball All-Star game is the one where you're going to get consistently, I think, the best performances. It's the one where it's just it's kind of the easiest to play, so to speak, because like obviously the Pro Bowl is no more. It just guys were so afraid of tackling each other and getting hurt that they stopped trying, and it just became such a sham to watch that now we have them playing dodgeball instead. Like, that's how far the Pro Bowl has fallen there. The NBA All-Star Game, obviously. You and I, we did the show the day of the NBA All-Star Game. We did that All-Star Game pregame show, and we ended up watching one of the most horrific displays of an All-Star game in professional sports history. I watched the whole thing of that one just because I had to see this train wreck all the way through. And I wanted to throw my TV out the window when Kevin Hart came onto the court with the fishing poles for the TNT crew. Oh. Like, I still to this day, I never want to see Kevin Hart ever again. Like, I tapped out on Kevin Hart. NHL All-Star game, it's good, not great. You know, the way they do it, I think, is great with the...
They're on to something there.
They got some good. It's three periods, 20 minutes each. Obviously, that's hockey, but it's 3-on-3 each one. So you got the... It's the Metro and the Central. Or sorry, no, it's the... What are the divisions? I'm spacing. It's the two Eastern Conference divisions in the first game, the two Western Conference divisions in the second game. The winner of those two, of those first two, play each other in the third period. And there's a concert in between. I actually got to go to the NHL All-Star Game in 2019 when it was down at the Shark Tank at SAP Center. Mm. And it was a lot of fun. The NHL All-Star Game was good. But the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, I got to go in 2010 in Anaheim. And Brian Wilson came in the eighth inning for the Giants, got the quick 1-2-3 inning there. A very rare 1-2-3 inning from Brian Wilson at the time. And I'll always remember he had the very bright orange shoes as he's coming in from the bullpen out in left field. I was sitting out in right field, and you see these two orange dots where his feet should be. They're just that bright and outlandish. So I am a big fan of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. I love it. I think it's one of the best showcases of all-star talent in professional sports. And some news dropped this week that they're going to use the ABS system and the challenge system for the All-Star Game. We saw it a little bit in spring training. If you see a pitch, you don't like it, you tap your helmet a little bit and they review it and they decide, no, that was a strike, so we're going to change this ball to a strike, or that was not a strike, we're going to change it to a ball. What were your thoughts? Just what were your thoughts overall on ABS? And then when you saw it in the All-Star Game, what was your reaction to that?
Well, I think that it's inevitable. It's coming. It's at the minor league level and it has a high success rate. So, you know, it's an inevitability. And why not? I think, again, this just gets back to the All-Star Game. And I know you'll probably disagree, but it's just a platform to showcase things like ABS and the future. Mizorowski, as you talked about, the kid out of Milwaukee, he's a perfect example of what this is all about, is that you're just showcasing some of the talent, and especially for some of the smaller markets like that in Milwaukee and the Brewers. A lot of people don't know about this big kid who is, and forget about Paul Skeens for a moment. He is the new Paul Skeens, and the Brewers, coincidentally, are playing much better. But it's just a showcase for your sport. When you think about it along those terms, ABS makes sense. Just theoretically, I don't like video replay. If you really want to know the truth at the end of the day, I think that the NBA has turned it into an absurdity. The fact that we stand around and we wait as long as we do.
The replays are far too long.
It takes all the air out of the room, all the momentum, and to have the crowd, just to be there live and just to sit there and go, well, what are we doing here, is the worst thing that you can do to a sporting event. And so I'm not a fan of it. I don't like removing the human element that is the umpires in this case, but I do recognize that it's the future and it's going to be here one way or the other.
Yeah, I'm kind of begrudgingly accepting that too. I also believe that baseball is a flawed game, that you just kind of have to accept those flaws because they do even out. You know, if a umpire blows a call for your team in the second inning, there's a good chance that there's going to be a call in the eighth inning that's going to go your way. It's just these things have a way of evening out over time, and that is what the human element of baseball is. But a big problem is this, and this we talked about this with Alex Pavlovich when he joined us on the Morning Roast earlier this week. It's part of it. It would be a lot easier to make the case that you don't need the ABS if you had better umpiring. And the problem today is that umpiring just isn't that as good as it probably should be. And here's what Pavs had to say about that.
I've said this a couple times in the last few days in appearances. The Phil Cuzzi game is an example of the umpires are going to be really upset about this, and the umpires union is going to be very upset about this. And they have no one to blame but themselves.
Exactly.
They've let people like Phil Cuzzi continue to do this, and he's almost 70 years old, and he is completely taking over a game on a Monday night in the eighth inning. And this is why robot umps are coming. And this is why they're going to lose those jobs eventually, is because they have allowed people like Phil Cuzzi and Angel Hernandez and Joe West to just kind of take over for the last 20, 30 years.
So that was, again, he's talking about Phil Cuzzi from Monday night. There was a moment in the eighth inning on Monday night where Matt Chapman saw three pitches in the strike zone. Each one of them were called for balls. He ended up drawing a walk. That allowed the Giants to end up winning the game. And there was a major moment there in that game. And Phil Cuzzi, not a great umpire. There are a lot of just not good umpires. There's the series in Arizona a couple weeks ago with one of the worst umpiring crews I think I've seen in a while. And remember, they completely botched the ruling on the Christian Kost should have been home run when that What's-His-Nuts fan leaned over and snagged that ball out of the air. When the umpiring is as bad as it is, and I think a lot of it is there's been a lot of good umpires over the last few years, you know, Joe West, Bob Davidson, Jim Joyce, guys of
Ed that, Montague.
Ed Montague is another one, Dale Scott. They've retired. And you got a lot of younger umpires who are coming in who aren't established yet, aren't, you know, hitting that ground running like they should, who are just, they're inexperienced. And so as a result, you have not as great umpiring. And combine that with the surge of technology to get these calls right, it creates a very easy narrative to rail against the umpires here. And I'm all for it, protecting the umpires and keeping them in the game. I'm okay with the challenge system. If we have the technology, I'm glad, fine with you have two or three challenges or whatever a game on a ball or a strike, and maybe the pitchers have a challenge too. I'm okay with a midway point there. But I don't want is a situation where every single pitch is called by a robot, because everyone says, oh, the strike zone, it's uniform. It's not. The strike zone is not uniform. You know, some days it's going to be a little bit wider on a getaway day. Some days, you know, it's going to be a little bit higher if the umpire's a little bit taller. Players are different sizes. You know, the strike zone is not a set, you know, it's X feet by X feet. No, it's from the bottom of the knees to the bottom of the letters of the player's jersey. And every player is a different size. So you're not going to have a uniform strike zone just by that sense. And also, like, the strike zone is invisible. Like, I know we see the box on the screen there. That box is it's an approximation of the strike zone. It's a tool. It'll show you what's close. But it's not the actual accurate strike zone. And you got these umpires who are looking at an invisible floating box that they have a split second to make a call on there. It is a difficult job calling balls and strikes. That said, they still have to get the job done correctly. And when they're not getting it done correctly like they're kind of burying themselves here. And it's I want to support them in that sense, but it's hard to do that when the performance they're doing is not warranting that support.
And I also think as a byproduct of that is you're sort of eliminating the catching position to a certain degree. Because mm-hmm. framing pitches is an art form, and it goes into determining as who's a good or a bad defensive catcher. And I think it's bad enough that nobody runs anymore. So catchers these days, if you're going to get automated in calling balls and strikes, just get a beach chair and do the New York Times.
I mean, that's a big part of Patrick Bailey's thing. We had this argument on the morning roast this week, and you know, Joe Shasky, he's adamant that, you know, Johnny Bench didn't need to frame pitches. Johnny Bench could also crank the ball whenever he needed to. Defense for a catcher has evolved. It's not just about blocking pitches and throwing guys out. There is a knack to stealing strikes. If you could do that and create that advantage for your pitcher,
framing's everything.
Why would you not do that? That is an aspect of the game. The game is evolving constantly. And when you bring this technology, and this is the, like, baseball is a game that I just think doesn't need technology. The less technology in it,
agreed,
on the field at least, the better. Like, you know, obviously you're going to have technology for like breaking down your swings and, you know, all that kind of stuff, breaking down your velocities and stuff to make yourself better. But in between the lines, like, it's got to be natural. That's just how this game was meant to be. Like, and that's just how I feel about it. There is a, you know, you could say I'm on my soapbox right now being all high and mighty about this, but, you know, it's baseball is not like the other sports. It has its own pace. It has its own spirit, its own soul. And I just think that it's the true intention of the game is to not have this much technology in it. I just think it's anathema to what the game stands for. So that's where I stand there. Really quick before we get out of here, Robbie Ray, he's set to pitch tomorrow. That will disqualify him from being able to pitch in the All-Star game, which really sucks. I would have liked to have seen him be in there, but, you know, again, it would be Logan Webb. He'll be getting a turn in the All-Star game. Hopefully Randy Rodriguez gets in. Honestly, if I'm being real, Giants fans probably know that you want to see less Giants pitchers in the All-Star game than more, because more often than not, it feels like Giants pitchers have rough outings in the All-Star game. Logan Webb got roughed up a little bit last year. Will Smith in 2019, Johnny Cueto. Atlee Hammaker is a very famous one. in 84.
Didn't Bo Jackson take him out?
Yeah, no, that was Rick Rushell in 89. Mm-hmm. Bo says hello. There was Tim Lincecum when he plunked Derek Jeter on the fingers in 09. And then, of course, the OG one, Stu Miller getting blown off the mound in the 1961 All-Star Game at Candlestick. So there's a lot of bad history of Giants pitchers in the All-Star Game. There's some good history, too. Obviously, Matt Cain in 2012. But, yeah, Robbie Ray won't pitch, and so there's going to be a replacement there. There was a replacement named yesterday. Dan, I want to get your quick thoughts on this. Jacob Mizrowski.
Yeah.
He's pitched 5 games, 25 total innings, and he was placed on the All-Star Game roster instead. 5 starts, and that's enough to be an All-Star. Granted, this kid's a great pitcher. He'll probably be around pitching for a very long time. We did this with Paul Skeens last year. We put him on there with only 11 starts in and ended up working out really well. 5 starts, though, is that a little – are we jumping the gun maybe a little too much here?
A little bit, but if you've seen the 5 starts, and let's keep in mind that this guy is thought of as the savior. He's been pretty dominant. And I think, again, just getting back to being the All-Star Game serving as a showcase for the sport and to sort of lean in on the entertainment part of all of this, that why not at the end of the day? It's Milwaukee. And for crying out loud, who the hell really, I mean, aside from people like yourself and the baseball enthusiasts, who really follows the Milwaukee Brewers? And so this is a chance for a small market team to get their guy. This guy's got dog in him, man. He is a confident guy. And while everybody's just, you know, all about Paul Skeens, here comes this Mizrowski guy, and not to mention the Brewers are playing well. I love this. That's what the All-Star Game's for. Like, the Milwaukee Brewers, huh? Who's this guy? Wow, all right, in front of the world. Like, showcase your talent. Like, I think it's a perfect opportunity. Granted, the 5 starts aren't very much, but in those 5 starts, I mean, the guys he's gone against, I don't have it in front of me.
I saw him against the Dodgers, and he looked incredible.
No,
I watched...
but his opposing pitchers, he has taken on the bat, including Paul Skeens, who he absolutely demolished. Like, the 5 guys that he's taught, someone can look this up. Every one of those guys, I want to say, were not only good teams, but quality all-star pitchers.
Rizzo, maybe if you want to pull up the 5 starters he's gone against here, you can try and squeeze that in before we get out of here. I do agree with you on that. It's because at the end of the day, it's like, I always ask the question, if not him, then who? And Christopher Sanchez, starting pitcher for the Phillies, having a great year. He's 7-2, sporting a 2.59 ERA over 107 innings. Nick Pivetta with the Padres, he's 9-2, a 3.07 ERA over 102 innings. They're both having great years, but it's the All-Star Game. It's Major League Baseball's exhibition of displaying the best talent the game has to offer. And I had this argument a couple years ago with Bonte and Shasky in 2022. J.D. Davis was having a great season. It might have been 23. Sorry, it was 23. J.D. Davis was having a great first half. In every single statistical category, he was doing better than Austin Riley. And I was trying to make the case that J.D. Davis should be in the All-Star Game over Austin Riley. And they were just kind of laughing, like, no one wants to see J.D. Davis in the All-Star Game. The reason being is the All-Star Game is for the stars. It's about representing the best that baseball has to offer. And I think it comes down to the fact that in this situation, it's kind of similar. You know, like Christopher Sanchez, Nick Pivetta, they're having great years. Like, no disrespect to them. But if you're trying to showcase the greatest talent, like, who's really showing up to the ballpark for Nick Pivetta? Jacob Mizrowski has created more buzz in 5 starts than Nick Pivetta ever has. Now, again, I don't know how often Nick Pivetta will be in position to win, to be an all-star. And so I am sympathetic towards the whole notion of rewarding guys for their hard work when they might not make another all-star team again. But I do think then the other aspect of it's an exhibition of talent. Let's throw the best talent we have out there. Paul Skeens' Q rating skyrocketed after that appearance last year.
Yeah.
And if Mizrowski comes in this year and strikes out, you know, a couple studs in the American League in a row, his Q rating is going to go through the roof. And I just think that's just, it's better for the game that way. It sucks for guys like Sanchez and Pivetta, who definitely do deserve the nod here, but it's the All-Star Game. There's guys who unfortunately do get left out. The entire history of the game is littered with dudes who should have been all-stars but weren't. And that's a phrase that doesn't get used enough, Dan. And Damon Bruce used this phrase a lot when he was on air. I always respected it. It does not get used enough. Dems the breaks. Like, sometimes that's just how the cookie crumbles, you know, and that's life. So who are those
really?
5 pitchers?
Right, like, I got it. Do you have
Rizzo has 5 pitchers that Mizrowski's gone against.
I was going to give them to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So in his debut, real quick, Sonny Gray at home, 5 strikeouts in 5 innings. in Minnesota, he beat Joe Ryan. Pittsburgh, obviously, at home, he beat Paul Skeens. There's a loss there against the Mets that happened in his second to last start. And then against the Dodgers, he beat Clayton Kershaw.
Wow. So who's the starter in the Mets game?
The starter in the Mets game, it was a they put up a five spot, but the Mets threw out a pitcher whose name I can't pronounce.
Wait a minute, Pasta. Wascar Brazgobon.
Wow, you're just saying letters in a
no.
Really
I'm trying
weird
to pronunciation
right
on base. The pronunciation on Baseball Reference is throwing Wascar Brazgobon.
You know that this might mark the first time that you don't know a Major League Baseball player on a roster in 2025. That the impossible has just happened.
I mean, I
never
can't
heard
even,
of him.
That's guy. Put a gun to my head. I'm not gonna be able to spell that name. You're just saying letters and stuff in a particular order. That's not a name.
There's an accent there too with the last name, and I'm lost. I'm complete. Wascar Brazgobon.
All right, I'll take your word that that's how it's said. Anyway, this has been the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap. Another fun one there. Great finish there, botching this guy's name. That's going to be our homework this next week, is learn how to say his name.
Just call him Boxcar.
There you go, Boxcar. I like that.
I'm fired.
There we go. All right, signing off for Steven Rizzotto there. It was great having him here at the station. We'll see where he pops up later on. Zach, great stuff on the board today. Dan, this was a lot of fun, man. Can't wait to do this with you next week.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so Giants will be in Toronto next week. We'll talk about that a little bit. And, yeah, thanks for tuning in, everyone, and beat LA.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.